amen, do exactly what he said that he would do. Amen. I'm going to read this morning out of Hebrews chapter 11, reading starting at verse 8 down through verse 10. We will be in the book of Hebrews, and we will be scattered back and forth through the Word of God. Amen. I preached this message back in January, and God has brought it back to my heart again. From a devotional by Oswald Chambers, and reading in January, God's quickened my spirit. Amen. The title is the same as the title. I think it was in January that this is of Oswald Chambers, going out in faith. Amen. Not going out in doubt, but going out in faith. Amen. You know, some folks go out, but they got questions and they got doubts. And, you know, if we're going to do God's work, we got to go believing that God is going to do what he said that he'd do. Amen. I can't go doubting God. Amen. I can't even start that way. Amen. I must believe. Amen. So in Hebrews 11 and 8, let's hear what the Word of God says to us this morning. Good to have each and every one of you in the house of the Lord. Hope God ministers to you. Hebrews 11 and 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, I thank you for the privilege, Lord, to be in your house on this side of eternity, to God, this time, this Sunday morning, that we may speak as the oracle of thee, that God, you may minister your grace, that you may touch God by your Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, that we may hear your voice, dear sir, be led thereby. That we may, God, work with you as you work in us, and that your will may be done as we by faith obey you, Lord, that you may lead us and guide us, and that your name may be exalted, and that your will may be done in this present earth, in this present hour, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. So we find in this passage of Scripture, by faith, Abraham, amen, not by sight, not by having pre-understanding. A lot of times with God, people want God to show them, want God to turn things around and put it backwards and want to have the results before the faith. Amen, it doesn't work that way, amen. The Word of God says in the same book, Hebrews, amen, chapter 6, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Word diligence means honestly, truthfully, amen, in an honest endeavor with God. Thank God this morning I have a God that does not lie. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. There's not one word or one syllable in God's Word that is not true. Amen. I know we got a lot of people who mangle up the Word of God. Amen. And who try to say that the Bible contains the Word of God. Amen. But the Bible, amen, at least the one that I like, the old King James, I fully believe is the literal breathed Word of an Almighty God. Amen. And there's no apologies. Amen. Because there it's right from the in the beginning. Amen. To the amen at the end of Revelation. Amen. It is right all the way in between. Amen. And don't have to be apologized for. So by faith, Abraham, amen, when he was called to go out, amen, God found him a man. I read from times from Watchman Nee's, amen, in his likeness, changed into his likeness. Amen. It's a book that was taken from a sermon Brother Nee preached on God finding his man in the earth. Amen. You understand that man fell in that garden. Amen. And God has got to find a righteous seed. And beginning of that process was we find in Abraham. Where did God find him? He found him in Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. He found him in a basically, as far as spiritual things, a waste, howling wilderness of sin. Amen. But he found somebody, amen, that when he would talk to him, they would listen. Amen. I can tell you, he found somebody different. Amen. We all know that Abraham was not called Abraham in the beginning, but Abram. Amen. And he spoke unto Abram and said, "Get thee up and get thee out. Amen. From thy homeland, from thy kindred, and from thy homeland, from this land." And he said, "And I will to a plan that I will shew unto you." Amen. So what is he saying, Brother Joe? He said, "I'm going to take you somewhere, but I ain't going to tell you where it's at right now. You just got, come on with Brother Joe." The children of Israel left out of Egypt. Amen. God didn't take them straight to a promised land. He took them through a waste, howling wilderness. Amen. What's he going to do in that wilderness? Same thing that Brother Abraham's going to do. Amen. Going to learn to walk by faith. Amen. Come on. Amen. Now, Brother Joe will tell you this morning, amen, that faith is not blind. Amen. Faith doesn't see, amen, the end results, but faith sees something else. Amen. I'm going to read something that Brother Chambers said. I'm going to tell you this verse. Faith sees God. Amen. Come on. I said, faith sees God. Amen. Brother Chambers says, "God will not tell us what He's going to do. He will reveal to us who He is." Amen. Why is that important, Brother Joe? That's the essence of walking by faith. Amen. God don't tell me what He's going to do. He just reveals to me who He is. Amen. And because I know who He is, I can trust Him. Amen. I can have faith in Him. Amen. Oh, I thought about, amen, the group that comes to Cobbtown, the case of that lady that beat cancer. God delivered her. Amen. She sang that song. "I'm not afraid to trust Him." Amen. Come on. Why? Because I know who He is. Hear the Apostle Paul. Amen. "I know in whom I have believed." Amen. Come on. I didn't say, he said, "I think I know." He said, "I know in whom I have believed. And I," he said, "am persuaded." That's a big word right there. Amen. I've run into a lot of folks that were not persuaded. They should have been, but they're not. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, amen, when he before, amen, his accusers and before his interrogators, "I wish you were persuaded like me all the way, except for these bonds. I wish you were persuaded of Jesus Christ as I was." Come on. Amen. But he said, "I'm persuaded." What is he persuaded? That he is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Amen. I don't have to know, amen, where God's taking me. I simply must know, amen, who I have believed in. Amen. That's what Abram didn't know where God's carried him. Amen. He promised him a place. Amen. An inheritance. Amen. Come on. He looked for a city that had foundations. What Abraham looked for, amen, was not in this earth. God gave him a place in the earth. Amen. But the promise is beyond that. Come on with Brother Joe. God's given us a place in the earth. But the promise is beyond that. God's promised me a place in heaven. Amen. Where you get that at, Brother Joe? Amen. John chapter 14. Amen. Now, listen. Amen. He said, amen, you believe in me, believe. Amen. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And behold, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again, and there I shall receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. My. What did he start that 14th chapter out in verse number 1? Let not your hearts be troubled. Amen. Listen, amen, this morning. God wants His people to go out in faith. Amen. It doesn't matter where God's taking me. Amen. Long as God's there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When they told, Bunyan, amen, look at here, Bunyan, amen, if you quit that preaching on the street, amen, you can go home with that, amen, wonderful family you got there, amen, and you can have, amen, your fellowship with them. And Bunyan, who lived in that squalor of Bedford jail, amen, I mean, it was a horrible mess, said to them, "Anywhere that the Spirit of God is the kingdom now for me."
How do you deal with a man like that? You can't turn him aside. Amen. He's already decided. Amen. No matter where God leads him, no matter the hardships. Amen. He says what Brother Paul is saying. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. Amen. Going out in faith. Amen. God don't show us the end. Amen. Except in His Word, we have some things. But God never shows us where He's going to take us in life. He may make mention. Amen. But He doesn't give us details. But He does expect us to believe Him because of who He is. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Amen. Listen, by faith, look at the whole of Hebrews 11. It's by faith. Amen. Everything there. I want to look this morning at folks who by faith obeyed God and what God done in their life. Amen. I mean, and by the way, the story's still going on this morning. I said it hadn't stopped. I said that story's still going on. Oh, God's still speaking to men, women, boys, and girls. Amen. And behooving them. Listen, sometimes I'm telling you, amen, it doesn't matter what God says. Amen. It's just a matter of, do I hear His voice? Am I available unto Him? Amen. Am I in a position to obey God? Amen. Let me hurry. Hebrews 11:7 says, by faith Noah. Amen. One verse back of what we started reading our text. By faith Noah. Amen. Listen, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Amen. That word fear translates as reverence. Amen. What do you mean by that, Brother Joe? God, Abraham, by the way, Noah knew that God was not, amen, somebody to be trifled with. Amen. Moved with fear. He knew God. Amen. God speaking to him. He knew what God was saying was an absolute warning. And absolutely, if he didn't obey that, amen, his life and his family's life, amen, that was to come was in peril. Amen. Because he just, but if you read the scriptures right, amen, Noah has just, amen, had triplets born, amen, in the world. Amen. Come on. I can tell you, the Word of God says God, he turned 500 years old, and God, he said, he wound up with Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Only way Brother Joe knows that a man winds up with three youngins in 1 year is that, one wife is that to have triplets. Amen. So here God begins to warn him, 120 years will I strive with man. And he's warned of God. Amen. And because he reverences who God is, amen, he's moved with fear. He's moved with that reverence. Come on with Brother Joe. I mean, I can tell you today, it's a wonder that God can't move. There's not much reverence. Hallelujah. Amen. If we revere God, if we know who He is, amen, that He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. Amen. He knows everything. Amen. I'm telling you, nothing's hid from Him. And by the way, nothing is greater than God. Hello, Mr. Biden. Amen. Whoever else in Washington, D.C., you're not the greatest. Amen. There is a higher power and there's a higher authority. Amen. And He rules and reigns from heaven. Amen. And ain't nobody going to dethrone Him. Ain't nobody going to move Him. By faith, Noah being warned to God about things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Now, done an awful lot of things in that one action, didn't he? By which he, amen, condemned the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Clendenin said that old black preacher from Maryland he used to listen to while he's riding in the deep part of the night preaching on that radio, said the greatest preacher outside of Jesus that lived, amen, was Noah. For everybody that it didn't save, be damned. Amen. Come on. Listen, everybody that didn't listen to Brother Noah, amen, only 8 folks, best Brother Joe reads in the Word of God, amen, listened. Amen. Only 8 people made it through that deluge. Amen. All the rest of the world perished in the taking down of the creation as God had intended. Why, Brother Joe? Because of the same reason God's going to burn it again. Sin. Amen. People can say what they want to. God does not wink at sin. He winks at times of ignorance. He has winked at. But now, read it in your Bible. God commandeth all men to come unto repentance. Amen. There ain't no more winking going on. Amen. Noah, amen, knew when God said that the end of all flesh has come up before me, God ain't playing games. Amen.
here, Brother Joe. Amen. He still ain't playing games in 2021. He's just as serious. Amen. God is serious about the salvation of man. He is serious about the destruction of iniquity. Come on. I said He is serious about those things. Amen. I believe the Word of God says in the book of Romans, "Behold therefore the goodness and the severity of God, the goodness to them that listened at Him and believed Him and obeyed Him, and the severity upon them who did not." Amen. My, my, my. Amen. Hear that old fisherman Peter write. Amen. That God is not. Amen. It's not. God said it's not His will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Amen. Listen. But what the Word of God said. But He said, "But." He's an interjection there. The day of the Lord will come. Amen. Listen. He said, "It's not my will that any should perish." God said, "But that all should be saved." But He said, "The day of the Lord's coming." Amen. Whether you're saved or not, amen, the day of the Lord is coming. Amen. Then it behooves us to do what Brother Noah done. It behooves me to do what Brother Abraham done. Come on. I said it behooves. Amen. The Word of God said because Noah obeyed God. And Brother Tony's talking about, amen, the folks laughing and jeering. Amen. And my ridiculing Jesus. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. They don't only ridicule Jesus. They ridicule everybody that follows Him. Everybody that's obedient. Amen. Listen. Amen. No. He said, never mind. He said, no, don't be upset because the world hates you. Amen. Hates me before it hated you. Amen. So if the world hates us, don't be surprised. Amen. Don't be upset. Amen. Just consider, amen, that you're in good company. Amen. Come on. I said, just consider that you're in good company. Amen. When they had beaten, amen, when they had beaten Peter and John because they had obeyed God. Amen. That God had healed that man at the gate, beautiful. Amen. And he had, amen, picked up, amen, his bed and run off down through Solomon's porch. Amen. Shouting and jumping and rejoicing and praising God. Amen. And everybody else should have been jumping and shouting and rejoicing and praising God with him. Amen. Because he's healed. Hallelujah. He told his bed. Amen. He'd been delivered from his infirmity. Amen. But the fault finders, amen, hated it. So they whipped Peter and John because they preached in the name of Jesus or in His authority. Hallelujah. But when they beaten them boys and turned them loose, amen, they went away doing what the man, amen, who'd been healed and was carrying his bed was doing. He's leaping and shouting and jumping and rejoicing. Amen. Why? Because they'd been found worthy. Amen. Oh, they had found some identity. I said they had found some identity. Amen. They suffered with Him. Amen. And I believe they could hear Him say what the Apostle Paul said. Amen. If we suffer with Him, we shall also reign with Him. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. That He will deliver His people. Amen. Let me hurry. So Brother Noah obeyed God. Brother Abraham obeyed God. Amen. Look at what it wrought. Amen. Abraham's got an inheritance that is still going on today. Yeah. Amen. Brother Noah had to work out there on that boat on dry land. Amen. And I tell you, what, no little thing. You could see that thing for a long ways. Hello? Anybody ever seen any pictures of that ark up there in Kentucky? I've always been when I get a chance, going to go up there and go through that thing. Amen. Amen. I can tell you, a boat that big can be seen a long ways. Hello? That boat, amen, is 30 feet high. Amen. About 400 and something feet long. Amen. Like a big ocean liner. Amen. My, my, my. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, that wouldn't help probably everybody in the world. Amen. Well, God knew that. Amen. Come on. I said, God knows how many folks are going to be saved. Amen. God could give a number from the very beginning foundation of the world. He's known that all along. Amen. And Brother Joe believes that God so loved humanity that it didn't matter how many. Amen. For those that would, God's going to send Jesus because He loved. Amen. God is love and He loved lost, dying humanity. Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters, Jesus is going to sit on a great white throne. Amen. Not many days from now. Brother Joe believes. Amen. And He's going to judge the world. What's He going to judge them on? Basically one thing. Amen. He's going to judge them on what they have done with Him. Amen. Come on. I said, He's going to judge that world on what they have done with Him. Amen. They have rejected Him who has made it possible
to have life. Amen. Listen this morning. I got to hurry. Amen. I want to look at a few more passages before I close this morning. Amen. Ruth, who was a Moabitess. Amen. She happens to know that she was a daughter-in-law of Naomi. Amen. Now we know that Naomi had two daughter-in-laws. One of them didn't have the conviction that Ruth had. So she was willing to, amen, to wind up going back. The word of God, we don't never hear any more out of her. We never see anything else out of her. Amen. But I got a feeling it was not a good ending. Amen. Listen, it's never a good ending for those who will not go out in faith, for those who will not follow God. Amen. But Ruth, amen, Naomi tried to get her. Naomi is a broken woman. She knows what they have done to try to escape the famine was the wrong thing. They went down to Moab. I'm going to tell you, listen, when folks are in trouble and they go into the world, they headed to the wrong place. Amen. That's not where the answer's at. The answer, amen, well, instead of going to that world, is turning back to God. Amen. That's what, amen, Elimelech made a grave error down to Moab. Amen. Down to Moab goes. Amen. They marry. Amen. Two of Moabitess women, his sons. Amen. Do. Amen. The two sons die. Amen. Elimelech dies. Amen. Down in Moab. Amen. Naomi. Amen. Is left. Amen. With two daughter-in-laws, one of which is committed to her and one is not. Amen. She takes up her mind. She's going to do the only thing that should have been done to start with. She's going back to Bethlehem. She's going back to the house of bread. Amen. She's going back to the bread of life. Come on with Brother Joe. She's going back where life's at. Amen. And behold, that amen, Ruth says, he was wanting to follow her, and she tried to, amen, convince her not to. And Ruth says, as God lives, amen, where you go, I'm going. Amen. What you eat, I'll eat. Where you sleep, that's where I'll sleep. Amen. Where you die, that's where I'll die. Amen. That sounds like, amen, some commitment to Brother Joe. Does it not? Amen. Come on with me. If we're going to get anything from God, we're going to have to be committed. You hear me? I said, we're going to have to be committed. Glory to God. I'm committed. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't saw him. Kenny Henson sung, I've decided to follow Jesus. Amen. I've made up my mind. Amen. And ain't nobody going to change it. Amen. So she said, amen. So Naomi left off trying to discourage Ruth. They arrived back, amen, in Judah in Bethlehem. Amen. And where you know how word gets around. And amen. And lo and behold, Naomi, amen, Ruth figures out that, asked Naomi, and Naomi says there's a near kinsman of Elimelech, amen, who is a rich man. Amen. And I don't know if Ruth, it seems like by the word of God, that she just happens by obeying God and going out, she wound up on Boaz's property. Whoo! Listen, you hear me? If we'll follow what God's doing, He'll never lead us in the wrong way. He'll lead us to the right place. Hear me? Amen. And by the way, amen, glory to God. I said if we'll obey God, amen, God will take notice. Amen. I said He'll begin to make provision. Amen to God. So here, amen, Ruth is gone down and she starts to glean. Amen. And Boaz comes down out of Bethlehem out to where his reapers are. Amen. And he asked the young men of his workers, his servants, who is that damsel? Amen. Said that's Ruth the Moabitess. Amen. Who has returned with Naomi. Amen. Oh, listen, I could preach for a long time right here in Ruth. Amen. Because I want to tell you, a lot of people just get to the handfuls on purpose. Amen. But there's a whole lot more that went down than that. Hello? Amen. Boaz, amen, said to them young men, don't you bother her. Amen. Don't you harass her. You let her alone. Amen. And Boaz went and spoke to her. And she spoke and prayed and fell before him and said, I pray I can find favor in your sight. Amen. And Boaz said, look here. Amen. When the table is set for supper, amen, you come on over. Amen. Glory to God. Because there's a place for you there. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Listen. Amen. If we'll go out and do what God said. She didn't know where she's going. She just knows it's the right thing to do. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, we'll just do the right thing. Amen. We'll wind up in the right place. Amen. With the right people. And God will do what it takes to get the job done. Hallelujah. Called her over.
Amen. She sits at the table. Amen. She drinks and eats with Boaz. Amen. And the servants there at the table. And when she's finished and leaves that table, Boaz said, y'all leave her be. Amen. And look here. Amen. What you need to do. Amen. You go back out to that field. Amen. Amen. Not only do you leave, amen, them corners in that field. Amen. You leave some handfuls. You bundle up some of that stuff. Amen. And you leave it there. Amen. On purpose. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you, God was just getting started with Ruth. Amen. But the way you start, amen, is the same way you finish. You start out in obedience. We finish in obedience. I've seen people start out obeying God. Somewhere down the road, they figured out they could do it different. Amen. It ain't going to work. God's got to take care of business. So God, amen. My. Let me hurry. I got a few more people I got to touch and I want to close. Amen. Jonathan, the son of Saul. Saul's having a pity party. Having a temper tantrum. Of which he was very good at having. And he seemed to have a lot of them. Well, Jonathan hadn't got some of the word his father sent down in some of his little antics he'd been playing. So Jonathan's sitting there, amen, talking to God. What the rest of them should have been doing. Hello? And Jonathan all of a sudden stands up and says, I perceive, amen, God's given me a revelation, folks, that God is able to, amen, work by many or by few. Come on. I know to hear some folks tell it, God only works by many. Amen. But that ain't what that book says right there. Brother Tony done said it this morning. Amen. A little word called remnant. God has been in the remnant all down through history. Hey, don't believe it? Look at Brother Noah. Only 8 folks. Out of all the world, there's only 8 people come across on that boat. Everybody else perished in that flood. Amen. I can tell you that ain't the only time. Amen. It was fixing to get wiped out again if God hadn't found a young lady, amen, named Esther, to obey God. Amen. But she obeyed God. She stuck her neck out. Hello? She went out in faith. I know I'm hopping around. Just hang with me. Amen. Oh, not only was Esther one that stuck her neck out, but old Mordecai. Amen. He was a pretty stout little fella too, that old uncle. Amen. Come on. Amen. But she stuck her neck out. Amen. And when she stepped out in faith. Amen. I said, when she stepped out in faith, amen, somebody else stepped out with her. Woo! Hallelujah! Every time, that's what God told me a long time ago when I disobeyed God, amen, about a blind lady in the church where I was at. Amen. God said, if you're going to see my glory, boy, amen, you're going to have to step out in faith. You're going to have to believe me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! You're going to have to believe that I don't just rattle my tongue, that I speak my words and I mean what I say, that I'm a God of truth. Amen. God is making me go by you, darling. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For behold, I'm the same. And behold, my expectations of mankind are yet the same, saith the Lord. I have no respect of generation. I have no respect of nationality, no respect of whether man be red, yellow, black, or white. Behold, I have no respect of person or generation or dispensation, saith the Lord. Behold, I have set forth the principles. They have not changed. I have not changed. To them who will fulfill my will, obey me, and will go out with me in faith, shall I not go out, saith the Lord, and shall I not cause mine arm to be stretched forth, and shall I not move by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Thank God. He's still the same this morning. Obey God. Obey God. Amen. That's when old Peter and him had been, amen, had been challenged. What did he say? Whether it's better for us to do, obey God or man? If we can't answer that question the right way, we need to get an altar and pray through, because we ain't got what we need from God. Amen. It's better to obey God. Amen. Woo! Let me hurry. Amen. So Jonathan stepped up and said, I perceive God's able to save by many or by few. Amen. But thank God. Amen. When somebody obeys God and steps out, amen, things begin to happen. Amen. And what old Jonathan, by obeying God, maybe a little bit of that trickled off on that old armor bearer of his. And he jumped up and said, do all that is in thy heart. I'm with you. Amen. Glory to God. I believe it too. Amen. And off they went. Amen. And I can tell you, God wrought miracles, amen, at the hand of Jonathan and his armor bearer that day. Why, Brother Joe? Because he went out in faith. He believed God. Amen. He's heading along and he says, now, Lord, amen, when we pass by that Philistine garrison up there on that hill up there, amen, most people in their right mind wouldn't even thought about attacking that place. Come on. Ow! Oh, I can tell you, amen, sometimes you got to do the unthinkable, amen, and the impossible. Amen. We got to just believe God gives that right there. Amen. When we pass by, Lord, amen, if they don't challenge us, we'll go on. But if they challenge us, amen, then we'll know that you have given us the victory. Ah, come on. And so when they went by, they challenged. Amen. Here's a man up in a garrison challenging two men walking by. And they got to climb up a steep incline to get up into that garrison. Amen. But the Word of God said, amen, when they challenged him up that hill, Jonathan and his armor bearer went. And he went through them slaying them Philistines. Amen. Like they was flies. Come on. I want to tell you, if we'll believe God, amen. Oh, hallelujah. I heard him say, amen, that glory to God, he'll cause us to walk upon high places. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He'll bring down that enemy. Amen. Let us put our foot on his neck. Got to hurry and close. Philip is in the middle. I'll get to Philip. Let me get this other fellow first. John chapter 9. There's a man that's blind. And Jesus has had a little conversation with him. And basically just spoke to him just briefly. He reached down and he's made a patch of mud. And he's put it on that blind man's eyes. And he has said, now you go wash in the pool of Bethesda, which is by translation means sent. And a little study of this time pattern reveals to us that it was at the time of the evening sacrifice. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Well, it wasn't going to be so easy for that blind man to get to Bethesda because all the crowds going the other way to the time of the evening sacrifice. They're going to the temple. Bethesda's across town. But the blind man made his way through the traffic. Amen. And he got to the pool of Bethesda. Amen. I can almost see him. Say, oh, thank God. Amen. He been blind. Now, I'm going to tell you, I believe he was just to hurry just as hard as he could. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Because he had faith. Amen. He's going to obey what? Amen. Jesus has said. He didn't even know who Jesus was for the most part. Amen. But he spoke with authority. Amen. He convinced him. Come on. My God in heaven. Amen. But when he got to that pool and he washed that mud off, amen, something else washed off with it. Oh, them scales washed right on off them eyes. And eyes that hadn't seen. Amen. Suddenly now could see. And they asked him how it happened. All I can tell you is that he said, go wash. And I went and washed. And I came seeing. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, if we'll obey God. Amen. I can tell you what may be in blinding us for a while. He'll wash it up. I said, he'll wash it up. He'll give us a... I want to tell you that blind man had some revelation before he had natural revelation. He had some spiritual revelation. And believe you me, spiritual revelation is far more important than natural. Philip's having a revival of his life. Philip hadn't just started going out in faith. He went out in faith when everybody else is sitting on the laurels mourning and, you know, having a pity party because Jesus has left them and persecution has arisen and here, you know, but Philip, amen, heard the call of God, got up and went down to Samaria and got to preaching Jesus down there. And the Word of God said people got to believe in the gospel. Amen. And people got to getting saved. And the Word of God said there's great joy in the city. Great joy. Didn't say just joy. Today was great joy. Well, is there a difference? Oh, yes. A difference. Big difference. Amen. But while Brother Philip, amen, in the middle of that revival, the apostles are going to come on down. But while he's in the middle of a big move of God, God says to him, amen, I want you to leave this meeting. Man, we going. Man, we blowing and going. I want you to go out by the desert highway. You know, well, a lot of people say, well, where God want me to leave and go off out there where there ain't nobody at. Natural reasoning will destroy faith. Hello? That natural man, he receiveth not the things of God. So Philip went out in faith. While he's walking out that desert highway, along comes an old Ethiopian from King Queen Candace's empire over in Ethiopia. God's got something big. Boy, he might have thought was some little something. Come on. Listen. Sometimes when God tells us in that devil's heart, in the land, he can't never come out of that. Oops. Be careful. Who hath despised the day of small things? The only eternity is going to let us know just how much God wrought in Philip on that day. But you know what? When Brother Joe gets to heaven, I think I'm going to hunt up an old eunuch. And maybe if I can hunt up Queen Candace and see if he converted her, I'd like to talk to him for just a little while. And I'd like to find out just how many souls, amen, come out of that one visit, amen, with a man named Philip, amen, and a eunuch riding on a chair reading a scroll of Isaiah. And he hears him reading, amen, and he runs alongside. And says, understandeth what thou readest. And that old Ethiopian said, how can I except somebody teach me? Yeah, Philip said, well, glory to God. Amen. Jumped on board that chariot. And from the passage that he had read concerning Christ, he preached Jesus unto that old Ethiopian eunuch. Amen. And here along they came to an oasis in that desert. Amen. And that old Ethiopian said, here's water. Amen. Can I be, will you baptize? Amen. Do you believe? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Woo! Woo! Amen. I think old Philip probably shouted all the way into the water with him. Thank you, Lord. Amen. When he baptized that old eunuch, amen, God straight away picked old Philip up. Next county you hear him, he's about 15 or 20 miles away. Oh, Brother Joe, same God we got today. Hello. Listen, amen, if all the jet planes quit flying this morning, all the ships quit running, and God wanted a missionary somewhere else in this world. You hear, Brother Joe? He ain't got a dab of problem. Amen. Get putting you over there, or whoever it is. Come on with me. I said, God ain't got a bit of problem. Amen. My, my, my. Amen. He's been moving folks around. Oh, he knows how to do it, and it won't take him long. They think they got fast travel. They ain't seen nothing yet. What do you mean by that, Brother Joe? When he comes back, snatches his church out. The Bible tells us how long a time it's going to take to do that. In a moment, and in the twinkling of an eye, about 1/1100th of a second. You know, a lot of those went by in the last time I said something. Believe it or not, since I said a word. Amen. Well, even if the old brother from Munson does call me Machine Gun Gilman. Amen. Glory. Amen. 1/1100 of a second is fast. And God's going to snatch the whole church world off of this earth in less time than it took me to snap my fingers. They won't be any repenting. They won't be any getting right. They won't be any changing going on except what has already been changed. And the only change that's going to take place is the righteous are going to be caught up. And their bodies are going to be translated into that glorious fashion likened unto Christ. We shall see Him as He is, for we shall be like Him. Woo! My, my, my. Amen. You see, the only thing that has changed is this old physical tabernacle. It's going to make a sudden change. That's going to happen right after those folks out there that sleep in God, whose souls He's bringing back with Him, are suddenly joined by bodies that have been called out of that ground and translated and changed into bodies like we're going to have, like He has. What's common with all of that, Brother Joe? They've all gone out in faith. Everyone. I want to tell this because the Holy Ghost has prompted me. The the founder of the Methodist Church. He was the Church of England. Was born in an aristocratic family. And his counterpart was born in a family that inhabited the taverns and the pubs. George Whitfield comes out of the lower class of people. And John Wesley came out of, his father was a pastor, but he was considered aristocratic. By some means, he wasn't rich, but he was considered an aristocratic group of people, more educated. No man would have ever thought, or if man would have thought, they would have thought surely that John Wesley would have preached to the crown. And George Whitefield would have preached to the rabble. See, God had a different plan. It's kind of like Joseph when he carries Manasseh and Ephraim up there to be blessed by Israel. Then he puts on Manasseh, who's the oldest one, on. He puts him over here on Israel's right hand, and Ephraim over here on the left hand. Because, you know, the oldest, by man's standards, is supposed to receive the right hand blessing. And Israel knows something. God's got something else going on. Manasseh is not going to have a heart for God like Ephraim. And he blesses. Amen. Ephraim with a right hand blessing. You see, God took George Whitefield from the gutters and he preached to the crown of England. Ha ha. And he took George Whitefield. I mean, he took John Wesley. Amen. And he sent him to preach to the working class of England. I want to tell you something else about Brother Wesley. Just happened so that George Whitefield preached John Wesley's funeral. Imagine that. John Wesley believed in Christian perfection. He's leaned more towards the Arminian type of view, much like modern Pentecostals, that we believe that we have responsibility. We don't believe in unconditional eternal security. It was said by Benjamin Franklin, who had heard George Whitefield preach. He stepped off a place near the river where he's preaching, and where he could hear George Whitefield preach comfortably, and said he could believe that 15,000 people could have heard him preach without amplification. Blood come out of George Whitefield's mouth and out of his throat when he preached. God drove the Word of God out of him in such ferocity. Closing here, John Wesley's death, because of their slight difference in viewpoints concerning Christian perfection, this lady steps up to George Whitefield and said, "You mean to tell me that you're going to preach John Wesley's funeral?" George Whitefield looked at that lady and says, "Ma'am," said, "let me tell you something. Me and Brother Wesley may have not agreed on all points, but," he said, "I've never met a finer Christian than John Wesley." Behold, I have called men and women, boys and girls, to come and follow me, take up their cross and follow me, to deny themselves, and to come out and follow me in faith, saith the Lord. And behold, I will lead you in the paths of righteousness. And I will lead you in power and ability. And behold, it is I, saith the Lord, that giveth the victory. It is I that will give power to overcome all of your enemies. It is I, saith the Lord, that will cause you to tread upon serpents and upon dragons. And if you drink any deadly thing, shall not hurt you. It is I that will keep you. It is I that will guide you. It is I that will deliver you, saith the Lord, to them who will follow me in faith, saith the Lord. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Let us go out in faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us go out in faith. Thank you, my God. Hallelujah.